shiny little Uber, liver, liver, liver.
Good evening. Welcome to As the Worm Turns. My name is Jill, and I'm here with Goober Gardener, Lance Swaggart. Good evening, Lance.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well. Excited that it is Pledge Drive week.
Oh, Pledge Drive.
You picked the right week to get back.
Get back.
Yep. That's right. And Lance, this is a call-in show now, and it didn't start out that way a long time ago, did it?
No.
Yeah.
No, just talk.
Just talk, and it started how many years ago?
Six or seven years ago,
right. And that was on the Free Range Radio show.
Free Range Radio, and I called up every Monday at 8:15 first, and then we turned it to, no, 10:15.
Right.
And
right.
Then it was 10:05.
Right. And just letting people know what was going on
yeah.
in your garden. And we've been fortunate to expand the show to a half an hour now, and we've added that call-in feature,
yeah.
which I totally love. We've gotten a lot of calls from all parts of the listening area, and people are enjoying the show.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yep, that's what I hear, too, and we want to hear from those people tonight because it is Pledge Drive. It's our two times a year we come to you, and we ask for your support, and we want to know that you enjoy this kind of local programming. 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now. And to entice you, we have a few premiums brought to you from our friends Jer and Stacy Lowe down at Earth Friendly Farms. And we've got three books here. We've got Worms Eat My Garbage, Natural Pest and Disease Control, and a cookbook, Wake and Bake. So those are available to you for either a $35 or $50 premium pledge. And then Lance has generously offered, this is a great premium. Why don't you tell us about it, Lance?
Oh, 25 pounds of produce that I've stored all winter. And that includes, it'll be German butterball potatoes, onions, both reds and yellows, garlic, carrots, beets, probably radishes, maybe a kohlrabi, and a red cabbage.
Oh, that's fabulous. Fabulous. So you can pick up a box of Lance's produce for a $35 pledge.
Yeah.
That's great. Thanks for that donation. 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now. We invite you to call with your pledges in support of this local programming, and also call with your questions because Lance is back for the season.
For the season.
Yes, I'm so excited. And lots on the list. Shall we get started?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So what's happening in the garden? You've been gone a little bit, came back to some warm, warm weather.
Warm weather. And let's see what's going on out there. The garlic's growing really good. The spelt and rye's growing really good. That's grain.
Okay.
Winter green.
Your winter crops.
The spinach and lettuce and cilantro and parsley that I planted last fall in November, it's all up. And the spinach and lettuce is actually ready for thinning.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Not ready for harvesting, but ready for thinning.
Yeah. Well, I might eat those. Yeah.
Yeah, they look kind of tender.
But the other thing that I tried as an experiment was the poppies for poppy seeds, the Hungarian blue bread poppy seeds. And they germinated just fine, but it was way too early.
Oh, so you planted those in the fall as well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they germinated,
They came up in January, early February, and that was just too early. They damped off.
Oh,
And or froze. Maybe there was a real hard frost.
So. Right, right. You know, we had a caller a couple weeks ago wondering about that garlic that's coming up, and do we need to worry about that freezing? Or
no.
No. No worries there.
I mean, if you want to, and I might do this tonight or tomorrow night when I get home, is again spraying with kelp for the colder weather.
That's right. And that's that kelp formula that you put together to help the plants endure the stress.
Yeah, it's like giving a vitamin boost.
Uh-huh. And so is that like a powder that you mix
with
water?
That's a powder, and you can actually buy it. And it's Acadian or Maxi Crop. Those are some things. And it's water soluble. It's actually made for spraying.
Okay, so get a spray bottle out and make that one your kelp bottle. Sounds good. What about pruning? I know we had a show that you brought us 2 weeks of pruning expertise, and I sure learned a lot on that show. Are we done with pruning, or where are we in the pruning
season? No, there's still
season?
Plenty of pruning to go on. And if you haven't done that early pruning, you can still do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to let our listeners know that we've got a challenge pledge out there from Skip and Patty Naft, and they are challenging worm lovers to call and pledge $35, and they will match your pledge with that. So all kinds of great premiums out there. And I know that Skip, I saw his grapevine the other night.
Oh, did he prune it?
Not yet.
Yeah, it's not April 1st or the first week of April.
Yeah, he's written down his advice and he's waiting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Not the 1st of April yet, but what are you thinking about the weather? Things are coming up. Bugs are out there.
Yeah, it's way too soon. Mm-hmm. You know, and things. So it's typical that this happens. It's like 3 weeks ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what do you do with that 3 weeks? Because I'm thinking 3 weeks ahead of schedule, I should be cleaning up my beds a little bit earlier. I should be thinking of planting a little bit earlier.
Yeah, if the ground's warm, you can do that. And dry. Dry. I actually went up to Redlands Mesa this morning just to see. I have a little garden patch up there and to see if it was good enough to till or dig, and it was fine.
It was good to go.
Yeah, it was good to go. And how you can tell is if for wet soil, if it's for tilling anyways, is if you dig it up and make it into a ball, if it stays in that ball like clay, a round ball of clay, it's too wet.
Uh-huh.
And if it breaks up and falls apart, then it's dry enough to till.
It's ready to go. Okay, nice advice there. And we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. Welcome to the Worm.
Hey, guys, it's Skip.
Hey, Skip.
I was calling to say, I didn't actually write down the advice. I memorized the advice.
Oh, good.
But this weather had me wondering, and I would have asked last week, but you weren't able to be there. And it was like, man, it's such warm weather. Maybe because it's early this year, maybe it would have been a good time to already prune. But it wasn't the first week in April, so I listened and remembered. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I pruned grapes for somebody today, and the sap was running. And those were all the old-fashioned Concords. I pruned grapes for somebody else 2 weeks ago. Because it was warm. So that when I say the first week of April and you got weather like this, you play with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So
that's what I kind of thought, but yeah. I was sticking to the letter of the law.
Novice gardeners do. We stick to the letter of the law.
And I'll get mine pruned in the next week or so.
My instinct actually was to maybe prune this last week, but then I was like, he said first week of April, I better just stick to it.
So. Yeah.
But anyway, that's good, just to know that there is some flexibility
there.
All right. Well, good gardening instinct, Skip.
Cool.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for your call, and thanks for your challenge pledge. And listeners, we'd like to invite you to support As the Worm Turns. You can call right now with your pledge, 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now. We have volunteers standing by. Tay is in there, Marilee and Judy, and then, of course, Jeff helping us out here with the engineering and waiting to take your gardening questions. 527-4868, 1-866-KVNF now.
But we sort of got off track on the pruning thing.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back to it.
Pruning things, Russian sage, some of these. Remember last fall I said not to prune the mums. Well, prune those dead stalks off the mums now. There's another bush called butterfly bush, also known as buddleia. And that's to prune down. And the reason why you prune, not down, but maybe 18 inches, maybe to 2 feet at the joints where the new shoots are coming out.
Okay.
Those plants bloom on new wood, just like on grapes or just on roses. Roses still wait. If you have can wait.
Still wait to prune. Don't prune yet.
Yeah. And let's see. I have Blumis spirea. There's other types of spireas that you wouldn't prune till after the bloom. But Blumis spirea, you prune now.
Are those beautiful yellow?
No, blue.
Blue. Oh, blue.
Blumis
spirea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The yellow that's blooming now is forsythias.
Forsythias.
Yeah. And you would prune those after bloom.
After bloom.
Along with lilacs.
Right. And so the trick there is whether or not they bloom off of new wood.
Yeah, the stuff that's blooming now is blooming off of last year's growth.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, so pruning of some of those smaller bushes and shrubs is still on the horizon, and you can do that now.
Yeah, and you can, do the grapes now.
Right, because we're right in that window. And we've harvested, or not harvested, but we're thinning back that winter crop. and you are ready to plant some of the seed crop that you saved over the winter. What's going on there?
I have saved, I'll have to memorize what kind of carrots I was saving. Oh, it's the French Theocene half longs. That's a French carrot. It's similar to a damper half long.
Sounds very sexy.
And anyways, I saved those all. And then I have Detroit, Chioggia beets, the pink and white striped beets.
Uh-huh.
Those will be set out, and onions. Onions will be set out, and I got Redman onions. Redman onion is a red storage onion. It was developed in Greeley, Colorado for red storage onion. So, so it does good at our latitude.
Right, right.
And it actually is a good storage onion.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, you are deemed the seed saver. And you had a great discussion here for a couple weeks on seed saving. And that's something I learned, is that that's one of the benefits of seed saving, is that your seeds become acclimated to your climate and your zone.
Yeah, it actually gets acclimated, and it probably switches just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I've heard of this in areas like in where they grow a lot of rice. Even though the rice seed probably came from the same source, after hundreds of years, the seed growing on that side of the valley is different than the seed grown on the other side of the valley, just because different water, different location, soils, the whole thing.
Sure, sure.
And over the ridgeline, it's a little bit different.
Yeah. You know, isn't that funny that that's even surprising to us, because we've just gotten so used to monocrops, but there really are those subtle differences just from
We have scarlet globe mallow here, and it's a low-growing native flower orange.
Okay.
I was out in the Mojave Desert, and it was 18 inches tall.
Oh, my goodness.
And solid orange.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's the same plant.
Right.
Just different soil and growing conditions.
Right. So it just adapts to where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, how nature works that way. Mm-hmm. And so you've got areas that you're going to put this seed crop, because you keep that specifically for seed.
Well, I move it around, whatever space I have, and I don't fertilize it because I want them to go to seed.
Okay.
And I'll generally plant it on a fruit day, because growing for seed is a fruit.
Is a fruit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's if you've got the planting calendar.
Right.
You know, any planting calendar, fruit days.
Yeah. Is the planting calendar got a lot of options right now, just because of the weather and
options?
The season? Well, as far as a lot of availability to plant different things.
It changes every 7 to 9 days. Mm-hmm. It will rotate back in. So right now, let's see. What is it? Today's Wednesday. It's actually root time. And then root tomorrow. And then it goes into flower. And then it goes into leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into fruit again. And that's the 31st. And then on April 1st, it's a fruit, then back to leaf. And they change. They come back around about every 7 to 9 days.
Right. So just cycles kind of through there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Hey, I want to remind our listeners that we are in Pledge Drive Week, and we are coming to you and asking for your donation to keep local programming like As the Worm Turns alive here on KVNF. And we know you like the show. We've had great support and a lot of callers with their questions and tidbits and feedback that way. And tonight is the night to dig deep and get out the garden shovels and call and make your pledge. And we've got some great premiums, 3 different books from Earth Friendly Farms. We've got a challenge pledge out there for $35. And we have a great basket of produce from Lance's Garden, also for a $35 pledge. So 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now. And oh, great. We've got some people to thank, and we are so thankful for these gardening friends. I'd like to thank Felix and Alyssa and Deborah for showing their support tonight.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, thanks so much. What's going on with the bugs? I mean, it's just crawling out there.
It's just early.
It's
early, and it's a mild winter, so they've had a good time.
I know. I think they had apartment houses out there or something. They've all opened the windows. And
yeah, there was a caterpillar eating the junipers all winter long, and now I see them crawling on the ground looking for a place to go into their cocoon.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And the squash bugs?
The squash bugs were wintered over in my they wintered over in my wood pile. And so when I found them, yeah, I didn't find any more scorpions.
Well, but, that's good. But lizards?
Lizards. I still have a lizard in the house. I'll have to catch him.
Yeah, and critters galore. And I saw my first really nice little herd of robins yesterday.
I saw a robin yesterday, mm-hmm. and was I going to say something? Oh, well, it's gone now.
That's all right. It's a fleeting moment sometimes. Right, and nobody's mowing yet.
Oh, nobody's mowing.
Yeah.
This was interesting. I actually was out in the garden yesterday. The apricots are in bloom. And it's either a finch or a sparrow. There's probably 10 of them, and they were eating the petals of the apricots.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was really pretty amazing to watch that. It's like, gosh, if there was a whole herd of them, big flock, right. I'd be wiped out really fast. You know, but they were having a good time.
Yeah, don't worry about the frost. Those finches might get that. But I tell you what, I sure love hearing the finches and the birds mm-hmm. sing in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's a great time of year for that. So, all right, what else is going on, Lance? What? I know your list is just...
I was going to mention spring garlic is ready to plant.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to take it off the bulbs. You know, I've set aside, I think, 60 bulbs, and I'm going to – who knows how many cloves I'm going to get.
Right. So you've set aside the nice-looking bulbs from your last year's harvest, right? And that's what you're planting.
That's what I'm planting. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for spring-planted garlic, it's generally called silver skins.
Okay.
The group is called silver skins.
And those are optimal for planting in the spring.
Springtime, mm-hmm. yeah.
All right, silver skins.
Yeah, and what's nice about those, they might not size up as big as the fall planted garlic, but they'll store till June or July.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to be able to have fresh garlic until I'm harvesting the new garlic.
Right.
You know, and that's what I grow it for. I don't grow that much, but I grow enough that I have a crop.
Yeah, you seem to have figured out that whole cyclical thing to keep yourself with food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to mention on the planting wise is traditionally in North America, Good Friday is when people plant the early potatoes. But sorry to say, in the planting calendar, it's never a root day.
Oh, really?
No, it's actually usually a barren day. Do not plant.
Do not plant potatoes on Good Friday.
It's
Where did that tradition come from?
I actually don't know where that tradition came from.
Uh-huh. But it's been around a long time.
A long time. And I think even Europe uses that Good Friday as the planting time for early potatoes. But it actually is not a root day.
Yeah. So don't believe everything you think.
Yeah. Actually, Easter Sunday is a root day. So if you want to go and plant potatoes, great.
There you go. Color your Easter eggs. And
I was
going to
say the same thing.
And you might find a hidden Easter egg in the potato patch.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a good thing to do on Easter Sunday. You know, we actually had a listener send us an email, and we've got a specific email for the show, and that is worm@kvnf.org. And that listener was relatively new to the area, and I'm not sure which part of the listening area they were writing from, but they were curious about what is the time to really start maybe putting some plants in and maybe some suggestions on some hardy plants for the area.
Now, if the soil's workable, like I mentioned.
Right, then, soil workable.
Yeah, you know, you can do that. I've actually gone around seeing some places already tilled up and listening to tillers as I'm driving around.
Oh, yeah. Lots of tilling going on.
I might have to buy one. I haven't had one for 2 years, so it's like, we'll see.
Thus, the arm strength.
And, you know, you could, at this point in time, it's probably too late to make compost for the planting in the spring. So if you want to get some manure, aged manures, or, you know, compost can be relatively expensive to buy unless it's a small space. So you can do it, and, you know, aged manure if you can, fresh manure. But if you're going to till fresh manure in, it's generally suggested to let it sit for a week or two before planting.
Okay.
And wherever you plant potatoes, do not put fertilizer.
Okay.
Yeah, they won't do well.
They don't like fertilizer.
They like good soil, but they don't like fresh fertilizer.
Right.
Fresh manure especially. That will give them, I think it's early blight.
Okay, that sounds probably right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
and if we are planting right now, what do we do about water? Do we worry about things freezing? Do we water less than we would when it's hot? I mean, what's the – it's kind
well,
of an odd time
of year.
Well,
if it's spinach and lettuce and the small seeds, mm-hmm. you can easily water with a watering can or your hose.
Okay.
And you're just going to have to drain the hose.
Okay, yeah.
And I do that.
You drain the hose at the end of every day?
Every day. I drain the hoses. And if it's bigger seeds, such as people are probably getting ready to plant fava beans and or peas, and you might water them once a week.
Okay.
But you're planting those down an inch, 2 inches deep, so that ground's staying moisture.
Right, okay. You know? What about trees that have gone through this dry winter? Do they need any special watering?
You know, what I've seen with you'll notice if you go underneath big trees, the ground's really dry.
Yeah.
Because they're sucking it up already.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sap's already running. So
should we put a hose on that and give it a soaking?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. And I've actually watered some. And my sprinkler system, if I turned it on, it's very easy to drain. Yeah, so I could do that pretty easily. And if you just got a hose, it works just fine.
Okay, so just set the hose on there and let it soak up a little bit of
and
water.
And you can move it every 20 minutes or so and just let it go.
Okay, and that'll help our plants wake up from the winter and feel good in the summertime or the springtime. And we've got about 5 minutes of As the Worm Turns left on this pledge drive week. And I want to thank our callers that have pledged so far, Felix, Alyssa, and Deborah. And we've got a pledge from Susie that's taken advantage of your produce box, Lance. Yes.
Okay,
lucky Susie. Thank you, Susie. And what a lucky woman she is. So thank you all for pledging, and we've got 5 more minutes that you can call in, 527-4868, 1-866 KVNF. Now, pledge your support, and or if you have a gardening question, Lance is back in town.
Yeah, getting in the groove.
Getting in the groove. That's right.
Just some other things to plant. I mentioned spinach, lettuce,
yes,
cilantro, parsley, parsnips. Parsnips do really good. It'll take about 3 weeks to germinate, so don't get impatient.
Okay.
On the parsnips.
Uh-huh.
3 weeks. And water as necessary.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to, if it's going to rain or snow, you're not going to have to water. And there's probably some mustards and some other kale probably be just fine out there.
Sure. Yeah. And so we're not going to worry too much about freezing. We might spray with some kelp product.
Yeah.
If it's getting cold, but that's a lot of things you're putting in the ground already. How exciting is that?
Yeah. So you can already go for it. Beets might be a little tender.
Uh-huh.
And if you're willing to cover them from frost when they germinate, and same with carrots, you'd have to do the same thing. Then I think it's still too early for onions.
Too early for onions?
Onions.
What's the season of that? When does that
get going? Since I'm planting from seed, it's usually mid-April.
Mid-April?
Yeah. And I know people got their onion starts in the house because they're going for really big onions.
Uh-huh.
And theirs are already started. So.
All right. So they've got those ready to go and out into the garden
They're probably going to get ready to harden them off.
What does harden them off mean?
Well, they've been inside a greenhouse or inside the house,
uh-huh.
which is warm and out of the wind and stuff. And what you start doing is these kind of plants that you've started early like that, you set them out in the sun for a few hours, for a couple of days, and then a few more hours after that. And eventually you get them to where they can stand out all day long. And then you have the might leave them out a night or two.
Okay.
And if it's going to get real cold, you bring them in or put them in your cold frame greenhouse, whatever.
Okay. Those cold frames that Aaron taught us about last fall, I hope that people were able to utilize that because they've been eating out of their garden all winter long.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lance, Susie that picked up that produce.
Yeah.
Do you know her?
Oh, yes, I know her. You just spelled her name wrong.
Oh. Well, we love him, Susie.
Yeah.
And we thank you for your pledge there. And we thank everybody for listening, and especially for the calls. And we're really looking forward to a pretty busy season with people's questions and what's going on. And expect Lulu to be back at some point here when the ski slopes have melted out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your gardening advice for the week, Lance?
Again, patience.
Patience.
Yeah, with your body.
Right. It does take time to get back out there.
Yeah. I was washing dishes for 10 days, so my hands are pretty soft.
Let me see those. Oh, soft and clean. We're going to have to do something about that.
Yeah. No problem.
No problem. Yeah. Well, again, let me remind our listeners, if you have a question and you want to put it out there on the email, we'll review it before the next show. And that email is worm, W-O-R-M, at kvnf.org. And we thank you so much for your pledges, Susie, Felix, Alyssa, and Deborah. And we thank Earth Friendly Farms for their support, and Paonia Farm and Home as well. So we appreciate all of it. And we say happy gardening. Huh?
Yeah. Happy gardening.
Thanks. Bye. See you next week.
With you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to, or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low, and low.